Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. You may be familiar with the imposing Egyptian-style Masonic Temple in downtown Salt Lake City, but did you know that this wasn't the first Masonic building in Utah? The first Masonic Lodge was actually constructed in 1859 by soldiers sent to the Utah Territory by American President James Buchanan. The soldiers, who came as part of Johnston's army, expecting to quash a rumored Mormon rebellion, found life somewhat dull after the excitement of marching into Utah. They established their base about 50 miles southwest of Salt Lake, named it Camp Floyd, and quickly discovered they had very little to do. Some soldiers organized choirs and acting troops to relieve the tedium, but one group banded together to establish a Masonic Lodge. The Masonic Lodge is the basic unit of Freemasonry, a fraternal organization dating to 16th century Europe, but with deep roots in the United States. Often called a secret society, Freemasonry counts among its members the likes of George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and even Mormon church founder Joseph Smith. 23 soldiers from Camp Floyd requested a charter from the Most Worshipful Grand Lodge of Missouri and received approval in April 1859 to organize the Rocky Mountain Freemason Lodge No. 205. The new members of the lodge constructed the first Masonic meeting hall in Utah, which was a 60 by 30 foot building made from adobe brick, just like the rest of Camp Floyd. At least 162 men became Masons during the lodge's short term of operation. They did charitable work, such as giving aid to Western-bound migrants. The Masons also faced resistance from their fellow soldiers, some of whom considered the secret nature of Freemasonry to be grounds for dismissal from the Army. When the Civil War broke out in 1861, orders came to send the Army back east. Members of the Rocky Mountain Lodge No. 205 were forced to give up their charter as Camp Floyd was disbanded. Research and writing for this episode of the Beehive Archive were provided by Michelle Hill. Sources in past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.